It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. And we all should say amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain for us. Today is a very special day, celebrated worldwide. And there are lots of statistics that I don't even know of, that this day, in terms of gift giving, is second to Christmas. Can you believe that? Second to Christmas. So I guess a lot of moms are receiving gifts, which is great. Pray with me. God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you to hear your message, open our minds and our hearts to receive this message of love, a message from Christ, from one of his favorite servant, Solomon. I will ask that you give me the fervency of speech and clarity of mind to expound upon what Solomon has to say about a virtuous woman or a religious woman. Thank you all. Before I begin with the message, we, the Christian Church and the Churches of Christ, holds an annual convention at the Evangel Church, which is in Long Island City. It's right at the foot of the bridge, Ed Koch Bridge, that bridge that goes into Manhattan. And I have been frequently going there, getting food stuff to deliver to the poor and needy in my community, as well as at the Canarsie Church. Now, while I was at the Evangel, they told me that they have books to be given away free to churches. And I said, can I have some? And they said, certainly. So as a gift to all that is here, mothers and anyone is welcome. It's a free gift. It's a book by Max Lucado. And it deals with it's a devotional of 365 days. And it's wonderful. And as I opened this book, as I was sitting in the back, I was reading on page 221 where it says, a prayer to help. And it goes like this. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means what? Means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Beautiful, James. Pure and defiled religion. What is pure religion? Is to help others, help widows, help mothers, help orphans, help children, help those that are in need. So as you go through this book, you will find many things that will strike you, and it will be a blessing to you. May God bless you all with this free gift. Today, I picked a passage in the Bible from Proverbs 31, where it reads, who can find a virtuous woman, or let's say a religious woman, for her price is far above rubies? Now, I will read all the verses and will expound upon them. It is somewhat long, but I'll try and do this as quickly as possible. Beginning at Proverbs 31, beginning at verse 10, and I will end at verse 30. And it reads, who can find a virtuous wife? Or, let's say, who can find a virtuous woman? Or who can find a virtuous mother? For her worth is far above rubies, far above precious rubies. You know, the Bible says, you know, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Think about that. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. That's in the Bible. Exactly as I'm saying it, finds a good thing. I will now continue. A virtuous woman is far worth more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises early while it is yet night and provides food for her family, for her household, and a portion for her maid servant. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She searches out with her hands to the distaff, and her hands holds the spindle. I will explain what that is all about. A woman, back in the time of Solomon, spindling, weaving. Basically, it's weaving. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed in purple. And you know, purple represents royalty. And I picked a shirt today that had some purple in it for that purpose. I figure, well, you know, I am God's child. We all are God's child, and we all should be clothed in that precious purple attire. Okay. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garment and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And the Apostle Paul talks about this particular verse here, idleness, you know, that women should not gossip or, you know, just be idle talking, you know, rubbish in the church. This is why he says women should be silent in the church. It doesn't necessarily mean that women should not expound upon the scriptures. Many do believe that women are not allowed to preach, but yet we see in the Bible, for example, the Samaritan woman who went out and evangelized. You know, so that doesn't exclude women from doing good or doing service or teaching in the church. But yet, Some ministers do believe that a woman has no right in the pulpit, but that's not necessarily the case. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Blessed mother. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but this particular woman, she excels them all. And the scripture tells us, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Charm is deceitful. So not because you're beautiful or charming, meaning that you will be a successful Christian woman. Not at all. But then Solomon goes on to tell us, and he says, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. That's the whole key of this whole verses that I've just gone over. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. And I love what James says about one shows one's faith by the work that they do. Now, that's the passage. I'll be speaking to you about a portrait of a virtuous or godly woman. Basically, I will talk about labor that she does, her diligence, her skill, and her provisions. Paul tells us, and I love what Paul says in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Paul says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. So today is Mother's Day. Paul is telling us that we should, children of mothers and fathers, that we should honor them. And we're doing that today, but not only today, but we should do it throughout our lifespan. And he goes on to say, honoring your father and mother, which is the first commandment. It's a commandment with a promise. And what is that promise? That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Honor your father and mother, which is a commandment with a promise. And you do this, God is telling us that you will live long on the face of this earth. So what we're doing today in honoring mothers is just and is very a righteous thing to do. Also, talking about women, mothers, Paul tells us also in 2 Timothy 1, verses 5, Paul calls us to calls us to remembrance of the faith which Timothy, which was by Paul considered to be a younger son or a son in the gospel, gained knowledge from his grandmother Lois and mother Eunice. So mothers are important in the religious or spiritual upbringing of their children. And as I was reading this, I could only think of the many mothers that I've seen whose sons have gone out to become preachers or whose son have spoken in the pulpit. And there is such a person right here today. Right here today. So mothers are important in terms of nurturing their children in the ways of God's commandments. Now, isn't that wonderful? And I'm always so pleased whenever I see youngsters going into a seminary or studying the Bible and you know, preaching in the pulpit. It's a marvelous thing. So Paul tells us that we should honor our mother as well as father, and there is a Father's Day coming, and that mothers who are examples to their children will lead them into praising the Lord. Now, the passage that I read was written by Solomon. Now, who is Solomon? Solomon, scripture tells us, was a very wealthy individual. But more than wealth, he was asked by God what he would need, and he asked for wisdom, and he was given wisdom. Now, talking about a virtuous woman or a God-fearing woman, who is better than Solomon to write a dissertation on this? And this is what he wrote in Proverbs 31 concerning a virtuous or a spiritual woman. Now, Solomon is said to have had a harem that include 700 wives. Think about that. 700 wives and 300 concubines. And you could find this in 1 Kings 11, verse 3. Think about that. A man writing a dissertation on a virtuous or a godly woman. Don't you, a man having 700 wives, or let's say 1,000, 300 concubines, don't you think he knows a little something about women? Think about it. You know, I don't know how he did it, but I guess with the wisdom of God and with the strength of God, he was able to be with these women. Some men, including myself, struggle dealing with one. Struggle dealing with one, let alone 700. Think about it. So he is more than endued with the Holy Spirit of wisdom given to him by God to talk about a woman and to talk specifically about a virtuous woman. I think you would say that he knows something about women. And he goes on to tell us in verse 10, a virtuous woman or wife, who can find one? Listen to what Solomon is saying. Who can find such a wife with all of these qualities that I just read? Who can find? Is it possible to find a woman with all of these qualities here? And I'll go over most of them. You might say it might not be possible. But if you find a woman with two or three of these qualities, I would say That's a good thing. As the Bible says, one who finds a wife finds a good thing. So you don't necessarily have to find a woman with all of these qualities. But if God blesses you with a woman that have all of these qualities, you are truly blessed. And for those gentlemen in the audience who might be looking for a wife, you should consider some of these qualities. And in verse 10, Solomon tells us, a virtuous wife or woman is hard to find. Who can find her? You find a virtuous woman, he's saying, her worth is far above rubies. Precious rubies, far above rubies, to find a virtuous or a God-fearing woman. Her husband's heart trusts her. She does him good and not harm. Think about that. You want a wife who will do you good, who will work with you and do no harm all the days of her life. Not sometime, but all the days. A virtuous woman, a religious woman, should do good by the husband all the days of her life. You want to find a woman like that. It might, as Solomon says, who can find such a person? Not only is she hard to find, but you want to find a woman who will provide for her family. She works with her hands, provide food for the family, as well as her maid servants. She engages, in verses 16, 17, and 18, she engages in business. And I have seen, well, in this church, and I can name Cindy Hannon, she works with her husband when he was alive in business. But if you're lucky to have such a wife, God has blessed you. But most women or wives that I know don't want anything to do with business. I know that for a fact, my own wife personal. I engage in business, but she doesn't want anything to do with it. But if you can find a woman who will engage in business to make the family lot better, God has blessed you. You also want to have a wife. In verse 20, Solomon talks about she is a charitable person, one who cares for those that are in need, one who will give to the poor, and one who will seek out the poor and give to them. That's one of the qualities that you're looking for in a godly, religious, or virtuous woman. Think about it. Young guys who might be looking for a wife might want to have a wife who will be charitable. I was listening to a message yesterday from Brother Charles Stanley, and he says, from his youth, he could remember, you know, even during the time of the Depression, when they had nothing, and people would come knocking at his mother's door, even though they had very little, she would find something to give. So one of the qualities of a virtuous woman is one who is charitable. Not stingy, not hoarding, and some women are like that. But you know what I do find with Filipino women?
they're always willing to give. It's amazing. You go to their home, the first thing that they will offer you is food. Food. It's amazing.
You know, some houses you go to, they don't even talk about food. But the first thing out of their mouth, oh, Brother Virgil, come, here is something here. Have this. Amazing. Okay. Charity is great, and charity is part of the true religion. Not only do you want to have a woman who is charitable, but you want a woman who dresses well and clothes her household well. She also dresses well for business if she is business-minded. Okay, or you see some women going to business, they dress in business suit. This woman that Solomon is talking about, not only does she dresses well, but she works at the distaff or at the spindle, weaving clothes, tapestries. And not only is she a business person, you know, she might see a piece of property and considers it and purchases it, and with the profit plants a vineyard. Back in Solomon's time, water was not very good, not very pure. So a lot of drinking of wine was done. Not for inebriation or anything like that, but just basically out of health. As a matter of fact, Paul says to Timothy, who has some stomach problem, have a little wine. It's good for the stomach. So this woman, if you can find such a woman who is a business-minded person and sees a piece of property and considers it and purchases it, and from the profit plants a vineyard, you are blessed. And she is known for her good works. And her husband, when he goes to the gates, and that basically in times of Solomon, the city was surrounded by a wall, and they have certain gates where merchandise would be, they would be purchasing of merchandise at the gate, and many types of business transactions taking place there. And the husband of this woman would be well known, because she's a businesswoman, and she would be praised. She is honorable and kind and does not engage in idleness or eat the food of idleness, for which she is praised by her husband and children. And Paul talks about that, that women should not be gossipers or, you know, just, you know, engage in idle or foolish talking. So if you want a good woman, that's one of the qualities that you would look for. You don't want a woman, you know, that you hear, you know, Paul talks about gossiping in the church. And, you know, that is a characteristic, I think, of women. Women just love to gossip. But if you could find a wife who can bridle, as James would say, bridle the tongue, that would be a good thing. Knowing when to speak, what to say, and how to say things. It's like, you know, a friend of mine told me, Brother Virgil, it's not what you say, but how say it. So you want a woman who will not engage in idleness and one who will bridle their tongue when they should. She excels among other women, among her contemporaries. She is beautiful and charming. But don't let that fool you. Yes, we all want to have a beautiful wife, a good-looking woman by our side. But as Solomon says, beauty, as he says here in verse 29, many daughters have gone well, but she excelled them all. And he's telling us that charm is deceitful and beauty is passing or fading. Charm is deceitful. But what you really want is a woman who knows the Lord. And I think that is primary. Primary for someone. It's like, again, Paul tells us that we should not be unequally yoked with someone. You know, you want to be yoked with someone if you're same faith, believe in God, praise God. And Solomon is telling us here, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. And I say amen to that. Beauty is fading, such as charm is also fading. But the woman who fears the Lord is what any young person, any young man who is looking for a wife, you want to find this quality in a woman that is God-fearing. And you have heard the expression, and I've heard it many times, that if you want to find a good woman, go to church. I don't know if you have heard that. But you probably have. You know, many guys that are not church goers, who is looking for a good wife, they would be told, go to church. That's where you'll find a good woman. James says concerning faith and concerning works, this woman labors, provides for her family, is faithful to the Lord. And James tells us, faith without works is dead. So you want a woman who is faithful, and you can see her faithfulness in her works and good deeds. Now to conclude, Solomon, who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he also says, and I will read this because it's important. Not only did he write the book of Proverbs concerning those qualities of a virtuous woman, but he's also telling us what the conclusion of the matter is. And this is in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. And this is what Solomon says. That man with 1,000 women, he says, let us hear the conclusion of this whole matter of trying to find a virtuous woman. Let us hear the conclusion. What is the conclusion? And he says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's, or you could say woman's, all. For God will bring every work into judgment. God is the judge. He's the final judger. He will bring every work, whether it's good or bad, into judgment, including every secret things, whether good or bad, will be judged by God. So the whole conclusion is You could have all of these qualities of a virtuous or a religious woman, but the main thing, the main point is fearing God and keeping his commandments. And that is not only for a virtuous woman, that is also for men. That we should also fear God and keep his commandments. May God bless you all, and may all the mothers or mothers-to-be have a blessed day. Amen to this message.